Moed Kotten, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, Ein Oisin is Ha'amo Bitchilo B'moed U'Beshvies. An Amo is a ditch that has water going from field to field. Digging a ditch is hard work, so Techem Merubah, that's already Mechal the Moed. So that would be Malacha Asura. Beshvies, of course, it's not also Alts Tircha, it's also, which Malacha is it? You're not really working the ground, just having water go to the field, you're not really doing anything. The problem is that it's bedoyme to leveling a field for plowing. So Melech Hazal Asit. And that's why the Blazman Azariah holds it's awesome. V'chom Moimim, no. Oysen So'ama B'tchilu B'shviz. He holds, the Chacham hold that digging the ditch is not doyme to plowing the ground for planting, because over there you level the ground. Over here you take the dirt out. You shovel the dirt out and you throw it on the side of the ditch. So it's bechlal not doyme to charisho, preparing the ground for agriculture. Umetaknin the samakul kol is bimoyed. That you're allowed to do. You're not allowed to make one from new, but you're allowed to be misakin. The Gemara speaks out that if the earth started falling back into the ditch, it's mamash all filled up, so that's called starting from new. It has to be that there's still somewhat of a ditch, at least a tefach, and then it's called you're just fixing it up. That you're allowed to do, you're not starting it from scratch. U'misaktin is kolkuli ha-mayim she-bershus ha-rabim v'choytin ha-noison. You're allowed to fix on cholamoid kolkuli mayim, which means that you're doing storehouses of water that are there for the Tzorchei Arabim. The problem is they become neglected because they're not anybody's personal property. It's always the best way to neglect something is by having everybody in charge of it. So what happened was Chol HaMoed, since people didn't go to their regular work in the fields, so well, there were more people around, and if you would get together volunteers to work on something, the Tzorchei Arabim, you would find so Chazal allowed, even though it's hard work, Chazal allowed the Tzorchei Arabim to fix up the kulkule mayim. V'choititin oison means to clean them out and to unstuff them. There were pipes that were there, the tzorchei rabbim, and they got clogged. And chalamoid is a time when the rabbim, like we're saying, could fix it. U'mesakten sadrochem v'sorchoivois v'smekvois hamayim. You're going to fix the roads. You have in the rainy season where the roads get washed away and you have to repave it. We have to fix up the paths. Eser Choyvois is also Drochem Rechoyvois. One is from in a town, and one is out of a town. So both of them are Tzorchei Rabbim. Mikvois HaMayim is also because the dirt goes in and it blocks up the mikveh. And you have a mikveh, let's say, that the water leaked out, and now you want to create a new wellspring of water into the mikveh. Vaisin called Tzorchei Rabbim, that's really the klal that we're saying over here. You're allowed to do anything that's Letzorchei Rabbim, which means even if it's hard work, even to dig a bor lechatchila, which is hard work, and that's what we have in the Reisha in the Mishnah of Ein Oisin So'am lechatchila. If it's Tzorchei Rabbim, you're allowed to do it. Umitzainin sakvoris, this is Letzorch, people shouldn't be metame. So they had to make simonim, like you have in Eretz Yisrael, where they do with blue, that you can see a kever from a while away. What it did was they were mitzayin kvorim in a way that was noticeable. This way people shouldn't become nitma without being aware. V'yotzin af al haklayim. Yotzin af al haklayim is something that we have in the Mishnah in Shkolim, where Shluchei Bezdin went out to be boidik the sodas if they are klayim, and if there were things growing together, which is shalei b'ratzon ha-Torah, they would be oiker the tzmochim that are growing together. The Rav brings from the Gemara, there's a practical reason why Chol HaMoed is the optimal time. Not just you're allowed to, but because people are not working their regular jobs, you could get volunteers for this type of work for very cheap pay. And the money was coming from the Beis HaMikdash. So Mamela, you wanted to spend less money. Al-Gabadim, this goes under the umbrella idea of Tzorchei HaRabim. Mishneh Gimel. Reb Lezer ben Yankiv Oimer, Moshchim es HaMayim Mi'ilon L'ilon. Here we're going back to agriculture. And we're talking about this, that we had a Mishnah Aleph of Lahashkois Beis Hashloch in a field that needs water manually. It's not enough just the rainwater. So we said over there that you're not allowed to do the work that's necessary unless just for the etzim upkeep, that the field shouldn't wither and die. Same thing by Shvius. But over here we're talking about something which is less work. You're just drawing the water in a certain direction, mi'ilon li'ilon. Over here, even if it's for revach, where it's not just that the field shouldn't die, you're allowed to do it. Ubavad shalei yashke es kol hasodin. As long as you're not extending the scope of what you're doing, you're not allowed to do a whole field. We're talking here about l'shem havocha. The etzem tircha of moishchin samayim ilon ilon is a very small tircha. So that one is allowed to do even l'tzerich revach. The din that we had in Mishnah Aleph of mashkin beis hashlochim b'moyed is where there is somewhat of a tircha, and that you're allowed to do al kaponim, that the field shouldn't die minias efsit. The third level of what we had is the din of ein mashkim imei hakilo imei nois n'ugyeis l'gfonim. That's a tircha merubah that you're not allowed to do even for maintenance. Zroim shalashosu lefnei amoyed, lo yashkim b'moyed. A field planting that didn't have water given to it before Yom Tov, the klal is, the way the Mefarshim explained it from the Gemara, is that seeds are planted. There are certain types that they're in dry ground. Nothing will happen to them if they wait another week for water. So there's not enough rainwater. We're talking about a Beis HaShlochin. If they're not watered, nothing will happen. So there, it's not a function of maintenance, of survival. So maybe let it go. Shaloshosu moed lefnei moed lo yashkim b'moed. You're not allowed to give them water before moed. The problem is that there are certain types that the ground itself is saturated with moisture, and then the seeds already start growing, they're stimulated by the water, and then if they're not watered, then they die. So that's water. You're allowed to water a field even letzorech harvocha, and that would be matir in Mishnah Aleph, watering a field. This is that the Mishnah says in Mishnah Aleph, mashkin beis hashlochin, but not a soda bowl, which has enough water from rainwater. You're not allowed to water just for maximal growth. You want to add water for maximal growth, that you're not allowed to do. In this Mishnah, l'chare the chachom are being matir that. So you'll have to say that this Mishnah is... the Chachomim arguing, the Stam Mishnah Aleph is Reb Lezer Meyankov. So Mila will paskin, Foshim speak out, that the Halacha will be like Reb Lezer Meyankov, the Stam Mishnah is Kavose. So we have a Chachom that a Matir much more than Reb Lezer Meyankov, the Halacha Lamaisa is like the Stam of the Mishnah Aleph, where you're not allowed to water Lahavacha only for survival. It's important here to add something. The way we just explained the Mishnah is the etzim din of moishchin samayim mi'ilon li'ilon is something that has very little tircha. We'll call it ein boi tircha, something basic and it's easy to do. And that's mutter even where it's laharvocha. That means even, let's say, by soda beis habal, where you're just doing it for maximum growth. You're not doing it for survival. That's the way we read the Mishnah. And we're paskin v'chachom matirin, the Chacham makel more, but Reb Lezer ben Yaakov al koponim, when there's no tircha, is matir laharvocha. And Mishnah Aleph is talking about where there's a certain amount of tircha, mashkin beis hashlochin. You're not just being mamshich hamayim, but you're actually doing the watering itself. That is a certain amount of tircha, it's not hard work, and that would be mutter for survival. So then we have a Mishnah that is matir doing laharvocha, even where it's just lavocha, when there's no tircha. Lamaisa the Taisyon to bring something, this is Machlek Sushenim. You have to see the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Yom Tov, Per Ches Halacha Gimel, that's where the halachas are discussed. And over there, this is Machlek Sushenim. According to the other Pshat, which is not the Rav's Pshat, then we're not talking b'chalal about a soda for harvocha, we're talking only about mashkin beis hashlochim. We're talking about survival. There's no makar whatsoever that something that you're doing laharvach, even when there's no tircha, is mutter. These Rishonim will be machmer in that aspect. And they'll only be makel to certain degrees by a sodah beis hashlochim, where the trees, where the field is really not doing well without the watering. So they matter a certain amount, less tircha, more tircha. But nobody is matter laharvach just because you want maximal growth, even by something that has minimal tircha. That's the other pshat over here. And again, like we said, it's Machlek Sushem, Machlek Sarapaskin.